anybody require a lawyer? If so, come to me. I carry my own line of private witnesses. Alibis always on tap. Testimony put in or taken out. Divorces while you wait. This morning a lady, perfect lady, asked me if I could get her separated from her husband. I said I would. I said, on what grounds do you base your claim? Isn't he a good provider? Oh, yes, he said. He's a good provider. He's gotten 5 jobs in the last 2 weeks. Then said I, what's wrong? He won't buy me coffee for breakfast, he said. Very well, then I said, we'll get you a divorce on coffee grounds, which we did. But people fly to the divorce court too soon these days. What's the use of getting rid of one wife and then taking another one right away? You've got to break in a new mother-in-law, haven't you? Then again, some people want a divorce for nothing. That's wrong. It's wrong. You can't get it for nothing. That is, not from me. There are lots of things you can't do for nothing, and it's silly to try, isn't it? Can you do that? No, of course not. Very well, then. There are problems oft encountered which are puzzling to the law and require the erudition of a lawyer. If a man is sawing lumber, can you say, I see you saw? If he says no, can you say, well, I saw ya? And if a railway passenger is racing for his train, can you train him for a race down Broadway then? And if you're bruised severely, can you have a window pane? Can you have that? No, of course not. Very well then. If a certain piece of business you should undertake to do, could you call yourself by right an undertaker? If you have the chills and ague and should shiver through and through, would your friends all say that you'd become a Quaker? If you give a ring to Nelly, whom you love exceeding dear, could you truly say, here's where I ring my Nell then? And to hear a man at auction, must you have an auctioneer? Must you have that? No, of course not. Very well then.